Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Not too shabby.
Good. You're on with the Burt Show in Atlanta right now.
Excellent.
And we just started. Hey, man, you got the movie coming out here, and we're going to talk to you about that in just a couple of minutes. But as we were reporting on the entertainment news today, sort of sighed like this. Oh, come on. What a load of crap.
Yeah, we read a story this morning, according to some of the tabloids, about your friendship with Angelina and that you guys are still really great friends and that somehow that is causing problems in her current relationship.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, we had a good laugh about that, but we had to bring it up to you.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I don't even keep up with that stuff, you know. I never know what's going on, but now they've been saying that for a while. That, I mean, look, I talk to her every once in a blue moon. She's gone all the time.
Is it a pretty fair statement to say that? I mean, because you keep yourself out of the paparazzi and out of the spotlight. Like, if celebrities in Hollywood want to stay away from the paparazzi and out of the spotlight, it certainly can be done, right?
I do a pretty good job of it. I don't go out. I mean, when I go out, it's because I have to work. You know? Most of the time, I stay in the basement.
I got this sense, you know, just over the last couple of days and doing some research on you that you just sort of live above this thing. Like, you love acting, but I'm not sure that you're in love with the acting industry. Is that accurate, or am I way off base?
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not big on the biz, you know.
Do you think the business has gotten worse when it comes to pop culture and everybody being able to capture celebrities, you know, in candid photos and everything? Do you think it's gotten worse?
Yeah, I absolutely think it has. I mean, when you look at how much reality stuff is on television, you know, the only time they want to see celebrities on TV is over a scandal or when they've got problems or something. It's not like, you know, there are a lot of shows about celebrities saving puppies.
Right,
doing good things.
And also just the celebrityship or whatever is the most important thing. It's more important than what they do, you know. Yeah, I definitely think it's gotten worse over the years.
From the artist standpoint, is Hollywood making better movies? Are you encouraged by what you're seeing, or are you just discouraged by the movies that are coming out of Hollywood?
I think the last movie I saw was The Sting.
Oh, come on. Yes, come on.
I really don't go to movies. I take my kids to movies, you know, so I end up seeing, you know, those kind of things, like the Kung Fu Panda. Like that. You know, that's what I see.
Just based on scripts that you get, will you say there's a lot of great stuff out there, or is it mostly crappy stuff?
It's really hard to find a good script these days. And it also depends on what genre you're talking about. The independent films generally appeal to me more. What was good about Eagle Eye, this one here that I have out, is that it was a smartly written script and it was like a thrill ride movie, you know, and you rarely get both of those in one movie.
Can you ever imagine yourself doing a romantic comedy?
I wouldn't mind doing that. When you think about the ones from the 40s and stuff like that, you know, I mean, like Spencer Tracy and Bogart and those guys, one of those kind, maybe. I don't know, the ones they make these days are kind of stupid, but if I found the right one, you know, maybe me and Ruth Buzzy.
Just was reminded, wasn't she on the Emmys?
She was on the Emmys, yeah.
The two Ruth Buzzy references in a week, which is more than we've gotten in a couple of years.
I know.
On the show.
So, Billy Bob, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about your personal life, and you can let me know if that's okay, but you have been married several different times, 5 that I've read about, and you now say that you probably won't get married again.
That's pretty safe to say, yes.
Pretty safe to say. So through all of those different things, what do you think is the biggest theme you learned about relationships?
I guess that it's good to be friends if you're going to be in one that lasts very long, but not that good of friends.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in other words, you can't let it get stagnant.
Okay.
You know.
Pink said the same thing to us a couple of days ago. She said, you know what? I just don't think the marriage thing works for me.
Yeah. Well, obviously it doesn't for me.
It was not from a lack of trying. You certainly have tried. Well, tell us about the movie. Tell us about Eagle Eye. And You're real proud of this one?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a very intense, you know. It's one of those movies that grabs hold of you, doesn't let go. And like I said, normally I'm not an action movie kind of guy. I don't really do those kind of movies or watch them. And this one's really good. Shia is really a good actor for his age, you know. Really, really good.
How long into shooting a movie do you know if this thing is going to be really great, or you're just going to be embarrassed by the product at the end of the day?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to tell, really. Well, it's harder to tell which ones are going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You can usually tell if one's going to be good and whether the critics are going to like it, that kind of thing. But it's really hard to tell whether people are going to go see them or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, with Sling Blade, I thought, well, the critics are going to like this, you know, and 11 people will go see it. And that one turned out to, you know, be really surprising and a huge success. The same thing with Monsters Ball and Bad Santa. Those were all like that. And those are the kind of movies that I knew when we were making Bad Santa that this is going to be funny and strange. And I had the same idea about Simple Plan, Monsters Ball, you know, movies like that.
On the other end of that, which of your movies have done well that have really surprised you?
I think all of them. But, I mean, see, like, I wasn't surprised that Armageddon did well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's the kind of movie that people go see. You know, it's a big thing with a lot of stuff blowing up.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's the surprise star of Eagle Eye?
Gosh, I don't know. I really don't. Well, you know what I like? How about me?
You're just damn surprised by how good you are in this
right,
movie.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.